May all things go according to the wishes of those that hear it. The mission of life, and always, will be the journey itself. Hello, I'm Matthew Rothschild. That is a partial quote from the Stargate Universe episode Epilogue, a highlight episode of the whole series, and a message to viewers that one may never know an ending, but they may always know the journey. What I present tonight is a game that follows the same theme, an RPG adventure game called To the Moon, developed by Friedberg Games. A game that I just want to say off the bat is a rare gem. Very rarely does a game's narrative connect to me on an emotional level. I'll just say, I cried several points in this game. Here's the synopsis. Dr. Rosalina and Dr. Watts have a particular job. They give people another chance to live, all the way from the very beginning, but only in their minds. Due to the severity of the operation, the new life becomes the last thing the patient remembers before drawing their last breath. Thus, the operation is done to people on their deathbeds, to fulfill what they wish they had done with their lives. This particular story follows their attempt to fulfill the dream of an elderly man, Johnny. With each step back in time, a new fragment of Johnny's past is revealed. As the two doctors piece together the puzzled events that span a lifetime, they seek to find out just why the frail old man chose his dying wish to be what it is. And Johnny's last wish is to go to the moon. To the Moon is a story-driven role-playing game, built in the style of the classic Final Fantasy games, but unlike Final Fantasy, there is no battle system. To the Moon is instead built from puzzles and problem-solving. During the course of the game, the player will be traveling through Johnny's timeline and learning about them. With each memory, the player must collect specific objects that strengthen the control character's understanding of the memory. After that, you must solve a puzzle with pieces you've collected to unlock the next memory. Each memory shows what has already occurred in the past. You learn how Johnny came to own a large mansion overlooking a lighthouse, why he has so many origami rabbits spread across his house, and the significance of a toy platypus. One of my favorite spots in the game was a reference to a very arbitrary children's book called Animorphs, something that I had not heard of since elementary school. Along with the continuing narrative of Johnny's life, you also have humor from the relationship of Dr. Watts and Rosalina. Dr. Watts is a somewhat arrogant nerd who makes arbitrary references throughout the game. Dr. Rosalina is a career woman who looks to get the job done, but has a side of a caring mother. The relationship between the two can be called a sister that has to babysit a bratty brother. Despite being arrogant, Watts seems to show a genuine caring side, and even risks his job to stop the change they were designed to make when he finds out how connected Johnny was to his wife. Rosalina, however, has a very caring side and tries to be a fun companion. Well, when she tries to be corny, it comes out wrong. And even when she finds out the real reason for Johnny's desire to go to the moon, she gambles away his memories for an end that may not be any happier than what his life was. I will say through the relationship between these two is a very fun narrative, though if you're not familiar with gaming culture, some of Dr. Watts' jokes might go over your head. Now, for the highlight of the game, the soundtrack for To the Moon is amazing. While it's rather repetitive and simple, it is extremely satisfying. Here's a clip. Now, playing through the game, the music is tuned in just right, and it works in conjunction with the story. It is in such a tune precision that when you're reading the in-game's narrative, the music will reinforce the emotional attachment you will gain. The game's narrative is fully connected. Elements from the beginning of the game will connect all the way to the end. There does not seem to be any plot holes or dropped storylines. The mechanics are simple and easy to understand, so the barrier of entry for this game is very low. The humor of the game is somewhat selective, but if you're playing this game, you will probably be at least familiar with one or two of the references. The sound design of the game is amazing, and at some point, you might be tempted to purchase the soundtrack yourself. There is really no negative to this game, but I will say it is somewhat short, around 4 to 5 hours, to complete. But to me, that seemed like a good length to tell the story. I give the game an A and a must-buy recommendation. For Blue Gold Radio, this is Matthew Rothschild. Back to you, Courtney.